A Distant Hope by Ellen Karsta. Translated by Gerald Chappell. Performed by Siri Scott. Looking around the table at the seemingly happy people chatting over that day's dinner, he smiled contentedly. Though everyone lived in the villa, it was not a given that they would take their meals together. But today, everyone was gathered in Peter Hansen's honor. Georg and Robert, his two eldest sons, along with their wives and children, as well as Carl, his youngest son, who at 29 still hadn't managed to find a wife, let alone start a family, which caused Peter some worry. At times, he thought maybe something wasn't quite right with Carl. His gaze fell on 14-year-old Louisa, his youngest granddaughter. He couldn't explain why Robert's second daughter was the dearest of his three granddaughters. He didn't quite know how to deal with her sister, Marta, 2 years her elder, or with Georg's daughter, Friederike, the same age as Marta. Even his grandson, Richard, the only male descendant so far, was for him merely his son's son. Richard was 17, and his parents wanted him to graduate from high school a year early. Hansen doubted his grandson could do it. He saw him as a young man lacking in ambition, who must certainly have some talents, though his grandfather was unable to discern what they might be. Friederike and Marta resembled their respective mothers too much for his taste. The girls felt that their purpose in this world was to lead a comfortable life at the side of a wealthy husband who would support them financially. His own wife, Marie, had been cut from a very different cloth. During their almost 40 years of marriage, she had been more of a partner to him until an illness spirited her away 2 years ago. Not a day had passed since then that he hadn't contemplated her meaningless death and his now equally meaningless life. He surveyed the room again, only vaguely following the conversation. He put down his silverware, removed the linen napkin from his lap, and stood up, holding it in his hand.
"I would like to thank you again for finding time for me on this day. It means a great deal to me. Now, I ask you to excuse me."